Karma, Module 7, with Dr. Steve G. Jones. Welcome back. Have you been keeping your gratitude log, your gratitude journal? If not, I invite you to start doing it. It's easy to do. Just get a notebook, or you can even start with a piece of paper if you want. If you don't want to go get a notebook, piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, and just write down every night before you go to sleep something that you're thankful for. Do that for 3 weeks in a row, and I guarantee it's going to be a habit. You're going to like it. You're going to get used to it, and it's literally going to change your life because you're going to start focusing. You're going to start making yourself focus on positive things. And once you do that, well, you know the way it works, you get more positive things. So in this module, let's talk about the law of patience and reward. Patience is the key to being able to persist in order to reap the rewards. Now, I want you to realize that you're not doing things just to get things. That should not be your focus, but that's really what it leads to. You get rewards. So if you're patient, you get the rewards, but let go of the idea of doing things to get things. If you do that, well then, are you really doing something positive or are you being selfish? So your motives are very important. Most people tend to give up on what they really want because they lack patience. So I want you to be one of those people who actually persists, have patience. And by that, I mean just be calm and relax and realize that good things are on their way. Sometimes it can be challenging. I know that. It can be challenging to realize that the journey is part of the process. I remember the first time I heard that you should enjoy the journey. The journey is part of the process. The journey is what it's all about. I thought, well, what is that about? I mean, life is about a series of outcomes. I want this and I want that, and I'm going for this and I'm going for that. And the journey is just the part you put up with. It's the part you tolerate while you're on your way. And then I got a little older and I realized, well, wait a minute, your life is really just a journey. You never really get there. There is no there, because after you get there, you want to go somewhere else. You want to go higher if you're continuing to grow and change. So the journey really is what it's all about. The journey is what life is made up of. So it can be difficult to realize that the journey is part of the process, or that the journey is, in fact, everything, but it's true. Trick is to love the journey as much as the reward you seek. Once you get there, once you reach that reward, what are you going to find? Well, think about anything you've ever achieved in your life. Think about one thing right now. Think about all the effort you put into it. I'm talking about something you've already achieved. Think about all the effort you put into it, and think about achieving it. Was it the be-all, end-all that you thought it would be? Probably not. Was there something beyond that? There probably was. Did it answer all of life's challenges for you and make everything wonderful and perfect? Probably not. It was probably just another part of the journey, except at the time, it was probably difficult to see that. You probably thought, well, if I get this one thing, life will be good. If I don't get it, life won't be good. So I'm going to get it. Okay, I got it. Oh, well, I guess there are other things in life I can get now too. So the journey is what it's all about. Whatever goal you're working on right now, once you see it in hindsight, once you've already achieved it, you're going to realize that your goal was nothing more than part of the journey. So start enjoying the journey. When you start working on things, working toward achieving things, get used to the journey. And this was a very difficult lesson for me to learn, actually, when I was working on my doctorate, because that can be a long journey. Now, my doctorate was in education, which is not one of the more challenging doctorates, in my opinion. It's not something like chemistry or physics or something along those lines. But then again, it was very challenging because there was a lot of research to do. You would be amazed at how much research there is to do in any doctorate that you pursue. A tremendous amount of research overseen by a committee. And this committee, if you get a good committee like I had, they're not a committee that's just going to let anything pass. They want to see that you've done diligent work. So I had to have several meetings with my committee as part of the process. You have an initial meeting, then a meeting further along, then your final meeting. I also had to have some other meetings in there to discuss certain things about my research. I had to ask questions and so forth. And then you go off and do your research and you find your results. And they may or may not be what you want them to be, but you write them up and it takes quite a while to write them up because you have to tie them into previous research. So the whole thing takes a long time. Well, I had to get very comfortable with loving the journey. I had to let go of just seeing this degree at the end of the tunnel, and it felt like I was in a tunnel sometimes, and I had to embrace the journey. So I had to start looking at it as something that was very peaceful and pleasant. And rather than a tunnel, in many cases, I was able to transport myself out of that tunnel metaphor into just a beautiful field. and imagine myself taking a journey along this beautiful field, realizing that I would probably never take that journey again. It would very likely be the only doctorate I ever worked on. And I was able to enjoy the process, enjoy the learning process, and realize what a very special time it was in my life. Now, that took a lot of discipline on my part to get to that point. But now that it's over, I realize there's so many other opportunities now. In fact, I may go get another doctorate, and I may pursue one in psychology at this point. Who knows? So you realize in hindsight that things were part of the journey, but at the time you're working on it, you can get really caught up. And if you get too caught up and get stressed out, well, you can start thinking negatively. And negative thoughts really don't produce anything that you want. So get used to the concept of patience. Realize that it is, in fact, a virtue, and the reward is coming. In order to get patience, you have to first find your passion and pursue it. So once you find that, you realize that you're already on the right track. My passion in pursuing my doctorate was to learn to teach people at a more effective level, to learn how they learn, so that I could serve more people. So once I realized that, once I reminded myself of that, that's why I was on that journey in the first place, I realized that I was already plugged into my passion. Patience became easy because every step I took in terms of getting my research done and writing up the results and so forth, every step I took added to my knowledge, brought me closer and closer to where I wanted to be, which is having more and more knowledge about how to teach people. So find what makes you feel that amazing passion and do something you love. And when you choose to follow your passion and remain patient, possibilities are endless. So get clear about what you want and how you want to get it. And that purpose will help you drive toward those rewards faster than you can imagine. Pursuing what you're passionate about makes your persistence come naturally. So once you're doing something that you really enjoy, it seems like it just takes very little work. It's something that you actually enjoy. I remember days and months going by where I was doing research and researching the research of other people. And time would just fly. 10 hours would go by, and I would realize, hey, wait a minute, maybe I should eat something? Because I was so wrapped up in what I was doing that time was just flying by. I was passionate about what I was doing. And you will glide effortlessly through your days and find yourself very often smiling. It's not as if you're going to look at it as drudgery. You're going to look at it as something wonderful. And remember that if you never give up, you will never fail. So always persist. I remember going through that program, and we started out with a reasonably sized class. I don't recall how many people, but I think it was somewhere around 10 people in the graduate class. And to this day, only 5 of us have graduated. Some people dropped out. Some people changed their minds. Some people said that they would come back later. Some of them are still working on their doctorates. And this happens. People get into the status of what's called ABD, meaning all but dissertation. They've gone through all their coursework. And in a doctoral program, you go in a cohort. You go through all the coursework together, usually a couple years of coursework after your master's degree. And after your specialist degree, you do a couple years of coursework, and then you decide what you want to research. And the research takes usually about 2 years, and then you present your findings and hopefully successfully defend them. Well, a lot of people get to the point where they've done all their coursework, and they pick a dissertation topic, but they really don't do much on it. And they become ABD, all but dissertation. And that really doesn't amount to anything. What that equals is nothing. If you don't have your dissertation, you don't have your doctorate, so you really don't have anything. So it's kind of a nice way of saying that they haven't finished yet, but really it's the equivalent of zero. It doesn't count for anything. You won't find a job in ABD status. You won't be looked at as a doctor. So realize that your passion and remaining passionate is what's going to push you forward. So with patience, there is reward, and patience comes from passion. If you're passionate about something, then the patience is going to be a lot easier. It's going to help you glide almost effortlessly through everything that you have to do. Whereas other people might look at it and say, how did you do that? That seems pretty difficult. That seems pretty daunting. But for you, it's something that you really enjoy doing. Now, if I had pursued a doctorate in mathematics, I don't think my days would have glided by effortlessly. I would have had to find some kind of tutor. I would have had to work with that tutor. I remember taking statistics as an undergraduate for my psychology degree, and then statistics too, or sadistics as we like to call it. And I remember finding a tutor. I found a tutor who helped me. I found a really good one, and I was able to do very well in statistics two. Statistics one, I suffered a little bit. By the time I got to statistics two, I had a tutor and I knew that I needed help and I got help. But I wouldn't say that I really enjoyed the process. Realize that there will be times when you want to give up, but there are always ways to combat that. You can use positive affirmations, for example, when you're not feeling as motivated. Just saying something to yourself in the here and now and something positive. I am motivated, for example. I am blank. Whatever it is you're working on, if you say that you already are there, it's going to be very powerful for you. So state your affirmations in the here and now, and as if whatever you're working on has already happened. I have my doctorate. I have $10,000 in the bank. Whatever it is you're working on, if you state it in the here and now and in the positive, you're going to find you move toward it. Another great option is to gain inspiration through a vision board. My friend John Assaroff, who is in the movie The Secret, uses a vision board to put up pictures of things that he wants to work on, things he wants to gravitate toward. And by having those on the board, they're a reminder to him of what he is working on. Positive affirmations target your subconscious mind. Now realize that vision boards can be created by attaching images of things related to your goals and your dreams, including your dream car, dream home, dream activities. So these can be pictures of a house just like the one that you want to have. Or better yet, if you have a picture of the house that you want to have, go ahead and put that up, or the car that you want to have. And look at the vision board as a dose of daily inspiration before you begin each day. So whereas mostly I've been talking about having patience in this module, realize that this module is about patience and reward, the law of patience and reward as it relates to karma. So you should always have something that you are moving toward. That's the thing that you're going to have patience about. I believe in having goals. I don't believe that goals are anything negative. If you have a goal, you can move toward it. And once you start moving toward it, you can start feeling good about yourself, realizing how that goal is going to not only benefit you, but it's going to benefit others. It's going to serve as an example of how powerful people can be when they embrace their true nature, when they embrace their true power, their true passion, what they're really interested in. It can help them move forward. So realize that your vision board is nothing more than a representation visually of what you want, why you're doing all of this, why you're moving forward, what your end result is going to be. And of course, you realize it's not the final end result. It's just part of the journey. We don't often see that until the journey is further down the road and we look back at it and we say, okay, that was just one of the pieces in the puzzle along the way. But everything is a part of the journey. So get comfortable with the journey and realize that that's what it is. A long, wonderful journey full of a lot of surprises and a lot of rewards. All right, so get ready to join me in the next module, the final module, module 8, where I'm going to share with you the law of significance and inspiration. And you're going to find a lot of inspiration in that module. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.